I'm Dr. Orion Terriban, and this is PsychHacks, Better Living Through Psychology. And the topic of today's short talk is how to not be part of the problem. So if you look around, you will see that there are a lot of issues facing the world today. And that perception is subject to making a lot of people upset. However, I am here to tell you in no uncertain terms that the last thing the world needs is another angry person. Now, I appreciate that some of you out there may have heard that statement to mean Orion thinks that there's nothing in this world worth getting angry about. And that means that Orion must be fine with the way things are. However, Orion did not say that, and Orion didn't mean those things. What I said was, the last thing the world needs is another angry person. Stop. Like, don't think past that. Just consider that one statement. The last thing the world needs is another angry person. Are there issues in the world? Yes. Are there things to get angry about? Yes. And are there many other ways of more effectively responding to those issues than getting angry? Abso-fucking-lutely. When you perceive the problems of the world and you become angry, usually impotently angry because you are not generally taking constructive action in response to your subjective anger, you actually become part of the problem. One of the biggest problems facing the world today is this epidemic of anger and outrage on both sides. It's destroying people's health, it's destroying people's relationships, and it motivates people to do all kinds of crazy, irrational things. It's a real problem. Now, we don't want to be part of the problem now, do we? We want to be part of the solution. And one of the best ways that we can do that is to maintain our emotional equilibrium so that we can work to solve problems in a reality-based way. Anger typically isn't required, and it generally situates people as part of the issue. Now, a lot of this has to do with the fact that in today's day and age, it's like socially required to have the correct opinion about things, one way or another. Like in order to maintain your relationships with your friends and your relatives and your colleagues and your communities, it has become increasingly necessary to hold the correct, read, same opinion as those around you. Anyone who doesn't is increasingly at risk of being canceled or fired or cut off. And this is crazy. In these last few years, I have seen people turn their backs on their longstanding friends. I've seen family members cut each other out of their lives. I've seen companies fire hardworking employees, not for abuse, not for incompetence, not for negligence or corruption or criminality or any of the serious problems that unfortunately still exist in society today, but because of a difference of opinion. And that is insane. But that's where we are today. The necessity is not just to have an opinion, but to have the correct, read same opinion as those around you. This necessity is directly responsible for making society more polarized and fragmented. Directly responsible. So how do we fix this? To be honest, it's probably asking too much to encourage people to be more courageous and to maintain their positions irrespective of the social consequences, though that would certainly help to solve the issue. Most people just aren't going to do that. Some people will, most people won't. So I'm not going to recommend that as a solution, because a solution that most people won't do isn't really a solution. So the solution I'm going to recommend instead is something I call the cognitive shelf. So what is that? Well, before I define that, if you're liking what you're hearing, please consider sending this episode to someone who might benefit from its message, because it's word of mouth referrals like this that really help to make the channel grow. You can also tip me in proportion to the value you feel you've received from this message, either through the YouTube thanks button or through the donation button on my website. I really appreciate your support. I use these donations to keep everything running. Thank you very much. I will also soon be starting a weekly newsletter, so if you want to opt in, you can do so on my website. Let's get back to it. Okay, I'd like you to imagine that there is a shelf in your mind where you can put things that you haven't made up your mind about yet. Like when you hear something, when you take it inside of you, you don't immediately have to swallow it, and you don't immediately have to spit it out. That is, you don't immediately have to decide whether you accept or reject whatever it is that you heard. And this is fortunate, because in the vast majority of cases, that decision will require deliberation, research, and consideration. And people are skipping over all that when they just decide to swallow things uncritically or to spit things out the moment they come into contact with them. And that's because, for a lot of people, those are the only two options that they know. But I'm here to tell you that there is a third option, and that's the cognitive shelf. So if you've already heard something, if you've already put something inside of you, and you haven't yet decided whether you want to swallow it or spit it out, you can just put it on this shelf in your mind for a while. You acknowledge that it exists, but you neither accept nor reject it. People seem to have forgotten that it is okay not to have an opinion about something. It is okay to defer having an opinion until you have sufficiently examined the issue. In fact, it's kind of ethically imperative that people do that. Otherwise, more likely than not, they are adding to the problem. Most people don't have a cognitive shelf. Like, this is not something that is talked about socially. Most people don't even know that it exists, but I'm creating it inside of you by talking about it now. Now you know that it exists, and now you know that it exists inside of you. And now you know that this is another possibility for you when you're confronted with one of the many extremely nuanced and complex issues that populate the world today. Because let's be honest, you probably don't know much about that issue. Like, that's the default of all people at all times. We don't fucking know much about anything. So most things, if we're being intellectually honest, are things that we're not yet prepared to either accept or reject. They go on the shelf. And I think that this could be part of the solution, because the social risks associated with implementing the cognitive shelf are much lower than those associated with, say, actively and courageously pushing back on things. And keep in mind that actively and courageously pushing back on things as a big group, like in massive protest or exhibiting the acceptable outrage of the moment, aren't usually very courageous. Courage is 1 against 100. It's not 100 against 1. People will say or do all kinds of bold things in a group that they wouldn't dream of saying or doing on their own. The true measure of courage is taken when the individual engages the majority, not when the majority engages the individual. The former is courage, the latter is bullying. That is why Mark Twain said, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. In any case, the cognitive shelf might help to reduce the polarization of society, which is making more and more people angry, which is turning the world into one big powder keg. Ask yourself, do you think the world is better for people having become angrier? Do you think it's more peaceful? Is it safer? Are people healthier and happier? Has quality of life gone up? I mean, to me, the answers are obvious, but apparently the questions need to be asked. Something to consider, or at least something to put on the shelf. What do you think? Does this fit with your experience? Let me know in the comments below. And if you've gotten this far, you might as well like this episode and subscribe to this channel. You may also consider becoming a channel member with perks like the priority review of comments or booking a paid consultation. As always, thank you for listening.